Welcome back to Michigan Business Network. This voice is not the voice of Chris Holman, but we do have Chris Holman in studio. He is the CEO, and we're going to be talking a little bit about China today, specifically your travels, your business, etc.
Yeah.
So, Chris, take the floor.
Okay, I'll do that. Cody Pavlik, thanks for bringing us in. We appreciate that. We force people on the staff into positions of responsibility every now and then. And you'll be hearing a lot more from Cody in the future, just like you do from Jeff Mosier and everybody else here, because we're all part of this same venture. I have been doing business, in fact, in China for well over 20 years, and have been traveling there. And in particular, I have traveled to many cities through Jinan, which is a wonderful, wonderful city. And listen, I brought somebody in the studio with me today, a good friend, Ren Zhang, and he is the CEO of Yantech Company and also a representative of Jinan Tourism, and knows more about Jinan than I ever will, as many times I've been through it. So give us a little bit on Jinan.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Thank you, Cody. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very happy to be here, to be Chris' studio. That's a great place. I like it. I hope, you know, in the future you can open your studio in China.
Well, we have every intention of doing that.
Yeah,
actually.
I hope so. You know, your Michigan China network is great. I thank you so much.
It's kind of crazy because I don't know why we don't do more this way. I mean, we should be such great partners, the two countries.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, and Jinan, of course, steeped in tradition, is a great way to go in, having been the birthplace of Confucius.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, Jinan is a great place to go. In China, we call Jinan a spring city. Only one spring city in China is Jinan. And also, Jinan is the center of China traditional culture, especially for Qi Lu culture. Qi Lu culture including Confucianism.
Ah, there you go.
So, you know, everybody in China know Confucianism.
So, is this more of a thinking, practical culture?
Yes.
Yes,
you're
okay.
Right.
So, reasoning. Because he wasn't always popular in China.
Yes.
Right?
You know, actually, you know, Jinan City did a lot of promotion in America, and also now, gradually, Michigan people know Jinan already. Yeah. Many Michigan people already in Jinan several years ago.
Yeah.
And I hope, you know, I know, Chris, you have factory in China. And also, I know you have been in Shandong province many times.
Yeah.
Can you introduce yourself to Jinan?
Well, listen, I've been in Jinan many times, and sometimes to fly into Jinan, sometimes to fly into Beijing and take the bullet train that only takes about an hour. About an hour and a half, somewhere in there. So it's very easy to access. And of course, Jinan being, like you say, the cultural center of the Confucianism movement makes it very historic and just a wonderful place to go visit, and I've always made sure that I had a day or two extra so that I could see a little more of the city every time. And you never get to see everything.
Yes,
you know. So I'm always anxious every time I go back, and we'll be back the beginning of June again to spend more time in Jinan.
And also, I know you have some plan for your airport.
Yeah.
You want to have direct flight and a charter to China City. I think maybe you should consider for the Jinan, because Jinan is a great place.
Well, I think Jinan's a perfect place for us to land. It's quick access to Beijing. And as you say, it's the kind of cultural center, which is a great way to introduce people getting off the plane from the U.S. to China. It's a great starting point at that point in time. And of course, all the business they're going to do there is very accessible from there by train, by plane, etc. China is one of the easiest countries to fly around I've ever been in. There are flights continually, and they're inexpensive. And the service I might add has been wonderful. I love flying around there. But Jinan is a great place, and it's a great place for the center of politics and somewhat our culture here in Michigan to land down. So a direct flight between those two is something I've been working on for a while in conjunction with you, and I thank you a great deal for your help, that we hope we're going to be able to button up that project pretty soon.
Okay, thank you so much. And also, you know, I want to say welcome to China and welcome to Jinan. You will learn something from Jinan for China traditional culture. After you learn Chinese traditional culture, you will know China very well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, along those lines, I want to let everybody know that you do business and you do cultural exchange and educational exchange and ag tourism and things like that, agricultural tourism, when you build these relationships. And it's very unique to China in the fact that you should build the relationships before you move on to the other things that you do, because you do business with people you trust and know. right?
Yeah, you're right.
So that's very important stuff, as a matter of fact. So, Cody, thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for being on. You guys will be doing a lot of business over there, especially with Jinan Tourism Administration, and that's great to hear. Great to have you on. Thank you, Ren. Thank you, Chris. And this has been Michigan Business Network.
Thank you.